preserved from fanaticism. Writing of how she might have been swayed by these fanatics, she declared, "These false impressions of theirs might have turned me from my duty, had not the Lord previously showed me where to go and what to do. Although so young and inexperienced, I was preserved from falling into the snare of the enemy, through the mercy of God, in giving me special instructions whom to fear and whom to trust. Had it not been for this protection, I now see many times when I might have been led from the path of duty." The phrase "whom to fear and whom to trust" soon took on considerable significance. Joseph Turner was now one of those she should fear.